It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap. We are back. The Premier League is back. Liverpool Football Club are back to hopefully win their first Premier League title in 30 years. And with me, Dan Morgan, I have Paul Johnson, Sean Rogers, Neil Atkinson. And Paul, I'll come to you first. We're going to have a look at what's going to come in terms of anticipating the times ahead. But let's just have a little look back at Liverpool, essentially in lockdown. And you know, I read something recently on the wider situation currently in the world around America, and it basically said that if you elect a president or a prime minister to any country, what you are essentially doing is electing a crisis manager. And I think that is fair to resonate in football also, obviously not trying to compare the two, but given this time, football coaches have had to be a lot more than merely the sum of their own parts. They have had to manage their own crises. And you know, it can be argued Liverpool have possibly got the best for that situation, but just what do you think Klopp has been doing to manage such a situation around the club, and given the context of what's been missed, if you like, temporarily with the Premier League?
I think he's, as you've already alluded to, Dan, I think he's obviously a fantastic man manager. He's to get to the position he is, he's had to do obviously all the right things, and I think he's shown during this crisis how good he is at saying the right thing at the right time. I think early on in the crisis, when you know there was a lot of worry and a little bit of sort of unknown about what was going to happen to the game in general, and you know whether he came across, he just said ultimately him and the club, it was about saving lives, and okay, you might have said, well, he had to say that, because that's obviously the most important thing. But the way he did it, the way Jordan Henderson did it, I think obviously the club in general have handled everything brilliantly. But Klopp, again, even when it's come to the point where we've got back to training and we've got back to the point where we're so close to the action kicking off again, he's just been exemplary throughout, I've thought. Everything he said, there's not one thing that I've thought, that might cause a bit of controversy. And, he's not scared of causing controversy. He'll speak his mind like he has done in the past. But I just think he's been brilliant. And like you've just said there, we've got lots of crises going on at the moment, across the world with different things. And he's been one who I've felt that I've been so proud to have him as my leader, my manager.